to Talk, where your Twitter titas talk about life, love, and all the kame in between. This is your Tita E, Madam Hiddles on Twitter, ang tita niyong forever afraid sa paper cut. Okay, so let me take this opportunity, wag kang tumawa, to thank everyone who has been in this podcast journey with us so far. Sa mga new listeners namin, hello! We're so very happy reading up on all your comments and feedback on this little podcast, which we said was katuwaan lang and super tawa, atuwa naman, to be fair. So, anyway, for the past months, or even in recent years, much has been said about the Philippine media. Our main source of news became embattled in so many fronts with so many issues, I don't even know where to start. So, for this episode, we are so very fortunate to have with us veteran journalist who has remained steadfast in his role on delivering not just news, but as we've seen on TV, even hard-hitting questions that we wanted to ask ourselves. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Christian Esguerra.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Hello. Welcome. Be our guest. Be our guest. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Salamat, guys.
Really exciting. Okay, I'll go straight na to the question. Sama una na ako. I wanted to ask Ian, what motivated you to become a journalist? I would just want to know because I wanted to know also if it's a lifelong dream or how did you get there?
Okay. My journalism journey started in high school when I was in San Beda High School. So I joined the school paper. Ang pangalan niya was Cub Recorder. Actually, I joined out of curiosity. Kasi nung time na yun, yung mother ko was with me. Kuha na yata ng card. Yung mga quarterly or periodic grades.
Mm-hmm.
And then we chanced upon this very small room. Parang smaller than a toilet cubicle. Ay, hindi. Siguro mga 1.5 cubicles. Ganun yung size niya. And then sabi niya, ano yan? Sabi ko, yan yata yung school paper. Sabi, sumali ka dyan, sige. And then, I tried out. And then, that's how it started. And ever since, I haven't left the industry or the profession. So, from high school, I joined the campus paper naman ng college sa UST. And then, from graduation, right after graduation, I joined the Inquirer. And then, later on, yung ABS-CBN. So, dire-diretso siya. Walang putol so far.
Wow. So, masunuring bata ka pa talaga, Christian. Talagang sumunod ka sa mama mo nung sinabi niya, sumali ka dyan.
Eh, na-curious din ako eh. Kasi yung pangalang Cub Recorder eh. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng Cub Recorder? Why would a cub record something, di ba? Kasi, ang moniker namin was...
Pinilongso pa talaga.
Yung talaga yung curiosity ka, ano ba ibig sabihin ng Cub Recorder? So, it turned out, Cub, di ba, yung junior version ng Red Lions. So, yun. I think that was a pleasant occurrence. Like, parang I wasn't expecting anything out of it. Eh. Pero it turned out na I was intended to be part of the industry. So it started in high school.
Galing.
Tsaka nagustuhan ko naman.
Mukha nga. Ang galing-galing. Parang hindi ka na nawala sa landas. Talagang yun.
Parang meant pero to be ano.
Correct. Tsaka to be fair kay Christian, he does not look like he is already a veteran journalist.
Actually,
in fairness.
Alam nyo, pag napapanood ko si Christian, ano kayong skincare nito? Ganda ng kutis eh.
Ganun ba? Safeguard yata eh. Safeguard ko.
Napaka-tito ng safeguard at saka Ajax sa mukha. Diba? Napaka-tito.
Meron ka bang Ajax? Parang wala na ako nakikita.
Mr. Clean. Tapos sa ngayon, Maxam.
Ay, ano ko, yung asawa ko, Imperial Leather. Yun ang isunod mo.
Ano ba diba?
Okay, may tanong naman ako kay Christian. As I mentioned earlier before the recording, a good number of people admire you for being such a straight shooter kasi you don't mince words in your interviews. Is there still something that scares you?
Marami, syempre. Pero ang pinaka-scary part sa akin actually, to be honest with you guys, yung to look stupid on air. Kasi parang to me, I put high regard dun sa preparation at saka dun sa medium itself at saka dun sa journalism itself. parang, of course, anybody can look stupid at any given time, diba? Pero for things that you can avoid, you're not supposed to be stupid. So there has to be very little room or very little margin.
Magiging meme ka kinabukas.
Hindi. Na-realize ko, he's scared of looking stupid, but he's fine with making other people look stupid. And I love that. So nice. Diba, spirit hell animal? Yeah.
This akin ganun din kasi, for instance, you're in government, di ba? So, it's a privilege. Those who are saying na we're here for public service, di ba? There's this famous politician, incumbent senator, who used to say, sabi niya, I hate politics, but I love public service. Of course, we know that's bullshit, di ba? So, if you aspire for that position and you're spending big money on that and you're getting a lot in return, at the very least, study the position, study the responsibility, and do your job well. So there should be very little margin for stupidity or idiocy. Pag lalo na sa government ka, di ba? Now, kung ikaw naman yung reporter,
very packed.
And if you're the reporter, you want to hold them to account for whatever they did or failed to do. And then at the very least, dapat we also do our homework, di ba? Mahirap kasi yung nagpo-project lang yung mga journalists on air, trying to look smart, pero deep inside, kinabisote pala yung, or kinabisa yung mga tinatanong, or
nag-project. Or newsreader lang, di ba?
Oo.
Maraming ganun. Tapos ano, tapos pag tinanong mo ng spelling ng chartreuse, wala na, dead air na, di ba?
you can't sit with us pag hindi ka makakaspell ng chartreuse.
Ay, sure ako si Christian. Sure ako si Christian can sit with us.
Alam na alam
niya. Spell niya yung chartreuse.
Oh. Actually, si Attorney Abby, ano yan eh. Isa sa mga pinakamataray na spokesperson sa encounter ko yan eh.
Ay, nako, wow. I can't imagine.
Wow, may reputation. Abby.
Matakay talaga.
Nakangiti, pero winawak ko kay ibang reporters that I know eh.
Naglaga na. Pero alam, ano kasi, I think what yung na-pick up ko dun sa sinabi ni Christian is apart from the need to not look stupid on cam or on air, syempre may respeto ka dun sa trabaho mo, di ba?
Yeah,
na
yeah,
kailangan mong maghanda, kailangan, you have to give value also to your profession. I mean, whatever ano you are, no? If you're a journalist, you're a quote-unquote public servant, you know, I think respect is really a big part of what drives you, Christian, yeah, diba? To really do your work.
Yeah. She just said it better.
Joke.
Thank you for the summary. Salamat.
O, tiga mo, dati kasi ako yung sinasummarize mo eh. Nakaganti ako sa'yo ngayon.
Yeah. That's so, what I meant.
Magtatanong tayo kung ano ang most memorable incident involving Abby, mamaya, no? Pero moving forward, I just want to know, Christian, who are the journalists that you look up to the most, whether locally or foreign journalists? Na, kumbaga, peg mo na if you could look at them and you see their career and you see the way they ask questions and you see how they conduct their interviews, you think to yourself, okay, yan ang role model ko.
Actually, to be honest, I hope this doesn't sound off, pero when I started sa industry, parang hindi ako yung type na parang I wanted to pattern my career after this guy or this woman.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Kasi honestly, I wasn't into television.
Oh. So for instance, kasi Inquirer, ano?
Oh, so if I can point to yung mga writers that I admire, pero when it comes to broadcast, hindi ako nalilang ng TV eh. Tsaka yung for instance, mm-hmm, yung may mga nakikita rin akong questionable practices eh. Even among those that people look up to. So parang nakikita ko, indeed, I hope I don't sound off ha, pero parang nakikita ko kasi, the medium itself entertains a lot of problems because inherently there's a problem with the medium. For instance, about the medium itself, television, that tends to attract people who are narcissistic. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to see their faces on cam, they would naturally go to television. Mm-hmm. So in the process, sometimes people tend to forget the dirty work that goes beyond or that happens behind the scenes, no? Pero in terms of journalism in general, I look up to people that I work with. Yung talaga nakakasabay ko sa beat. May mga magagaling ako. May mga mahihina, pero marami ring magagaling. For instance,
for example, sige.
Pero they shooter talaga eh.
Kasi tinatanong niyo ako, nabudulas tuloy ako eh.
Buti na, alam niyo, buti na lang hindi ako reporter. I work in news, pero hindi ako reporter. Buti na lang.
Pero hindi na, no? It's okay, a loaded game, question. Sige. Sino?
Hindi, one person that I really look up to sa industry, kasi nakakasabay ko and I see his work. Tsaka pa nakakasabay ko sa beat yan, sabi ko, kailangan ko magtrabaho ng maayos dito kasi, sigurado mas malalim ang sourcing nito, dihamak na mas magaling magsulat to, mas maganda angle nito, and he has much more experience than I have, diba? So, si Jim Gomez, I think you guys know him. He's from the Associated Press, one of the journalists that I look up to.
Mm-mm. Si Jim, correct.
Tapos, yes. It's very humble. Yung wala kang makikita ang ere sa kanya. Yung pag nakasabi mo sa beat, he's always willing to help others, yung mga especially younger journalists. Tapos, if you get to talk to him, very, very insightful, and that is basically a product of his experience and wisdom. Diba? Usually, wisdom comes with age, pero you know for a fact that it doesn't always happen, diba?
Yeah, especially with this administration, no?
I also worked with some editors before sa Inquirer. Magagaling in terms of angling, in terms of looking for details. May mga nakita rin ako mga questionable practices, even now, diba? Especially sa television. Mm-hmm. So if you ask me sino bang ina-idolize ko sa broadcast, naghahanap pa.
Ang toro ay, but yeah, I diba? Get it. I really get it.
Uh-oh. I love the honesty.
Mm. Yeah.
Yun.
Tsaka the way you've explained to us why that's so, I love that insight.
Kasi siguro if I may explain it a bit, baka sabi naman na nakikinig sa atin, napakayabang naman si Raul na to, no? Ano mong sinasabi
nito? Wow, huwag mo na silang isipin. Go for it.
Ang point ko na, for example, di ba, usually ang racket ng mga journalists, magsalita before students, yung mga starry-eyed students who think that journalism is very glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Then, napaparoon nila, ang ganda magsalita, ang ganda ng projection, mukhang matapang. Pero if you really analyze what some of these people do, you can also notice a lot of shortcomings. So, for instance, ang kaya ko siya sinasabi na this way, because I don't want people to get fooled. I want them to focus on the body of work. Kasi parang we've had too many celebrities already. Too many TikTokers, too many,
influencers.
Influencers.
Kung maga, there's so much readers, no? News readers lang yung iba.
There's so much fraudulence already in the industry that we have to look for authenticity as far as reporting is concerned. Yan ang point ko. Siguro that part of me has remained since high school. Kasi I think yung regard ko sa journalism is quite purist. So, fortunately, hindi pa naman siya na napaparitan kahit papano.
So, Christian,
asensya na sa honesty, ah.
We really appreciate it.
The honesty. Yeah. Oh, so Christian, coming off from that, have you ever found yourself na, kasi since medyo conservative and, in your words, purist ang approach mo to journalism. Diba? We know that the journalist is not supposed to become the story. Hindi mo dapat ma-insert yung sarili mo doon sa storya. Have you ever, but because nag-transition ka to TV, a medium that you were younger, maybe you perhaps did not envision yourself to be in, have you ever found yourself in that situation na ikaw pala bigla yung naging storya? Na hindi mo minimin na ganon yung mangyari.
May mga ganong cases yung hindi mo sinasadya, parang ikaw yung napag-usapan. Kasi nga, uso ngayon yung meme culture, di ba? Yung may nasabi kang interesting siguro sa audience, automatically pinag-uusapan ka bigla. When in fact, dapat pinag-uusapan yung naging takbo ng conversation . Kasi if I may say, one thing that I'm a bit frustrated about sa broadcast, it's a fact that it's very fleeting. Kahit gano'ng kaganda yung naging takbo ng discussion, it's very fleeting. Makakalimutan yan.
Mm.
Unless or unlike when something was discussed in an article, a long article, a lot of analyses was were involved, for instance. Mas, like ko sinasabi sa mga nakakausap ko during discussion, sabi ko, mas maraming brain cells ang gumagana.
Mas tumatatak.
Mas natatandaan, mas naghihirap yung utak na nagbabasa. Pero syempre, meron ding inherent benefit yung, let's say, manood ka ng clip na, let's say, 3-minute interview or even 45 seconds, medyo na-corner mo isa. That's good, di ba? Siguro, no? Papag-usapan ka kahit paano. Pero part of that gives me discomfort. Kasi nga, anong pinakaiba nun sa isang discussion or issue that was discussed online based on a meme or based on a quote card? A lot of context can be lost. So, yung going back to that question, yung napunta sa story, dati before yung kunwari, when I was interviewing Salvador Panelo, the Salvador Panelo, di ba? One of the most brilliant members of this cabinet. And,
I want to see your face when you say that.
I know, right? He said it.
Dapat pala video to, eh.
Yung new kilay ni Ian, gusto ko makita.
You might be surprised kasi nakikita ko on YouTube yung there are certain trolls na they really spend a lot of resources and time and effort to combine videos and then say na, oh, kunwari, si Panelo, nasopla si ganito. And then, automatically, you become part of the news. So, siguro, because that's part of the changing platform or digital platform that we have now. Pero nung unang panahon, hindi ganun eh. Parang I was used to working behind the scenes. Kaya iba rin yung pagtatanong, di ba?
Okay. Speaking of being a straight shooter and asking all the difficult questions, can you rank your top 3 worst interviewees? Pwedeng print or even ngayon sa TV. And tell us why it's not me. Charot, hindi. I mean, tell us why. Why do you think it was such a bad interview?
Takot. Malay laglagan with Abby, ha? Mamaya.
My threat.
Takot. Yeah. Kasi baka masama. Sige, top 3 na lang.
Depende kasi. Ito, ano lang to. Hindi naman to yung talaga ranking. Mahirap na mag-rank, no? Siguro, I can cite at least 3. In terms of bad interviews, una-una siguro, it's important to clarify what do we mean by bad interviews. Bad in the sense that siguro, the person was not prepared, or siguro bad in the sense that the person was not answering questions, bad in the sense that the interviewee didn't do his homework.
Correct.
Siguro isang example sa akin, as far as a bad interview was concerned, I think this happened a few weeks ago. There was this congressman who heads the special committee on the West Philippine Sea.
Okay.
Ayan, so,
okay, naglilista na ako.
Diba na like, normally
if you roster namin dito.
I forgot his name. It was my first time to talk with him. Okay. And then I got the sense that he didn't know anything about the job. Or siguro that's very harsh. Siguro naman he wasn't that into that particular chairmanship. And I thought that was unfortunate because we know how important the West Philippine Sea issue is.
Correct.
Especially today.
Right.
And if you are heading such an important committee, you should at least do your homework.
Bare minimum, so, diba?
Bare minimum. Ah, may isa pa pala. I remember, kilala nyo to eh. Ito nangyari pre-interview. Cabinet official to eh. Ang projection is...
Say the name! Na,
Senator si Salvador Panelo. I was about to interview him sa Rockwell Studio. I think this was 3 years ago. Benham Rice ang pinag-uusapan namin. Ang pag-uusapan. And then before the interview, syempre, chika-chika muna, nandun lang kami sa parang lounge. I was surprised, hindi niya alam kung nasan yung Benham Rice.
Oh my God.
No!
So, akala ko he was joking. Akala siguro, joke. Deadpan humor, no? Pero habang tumatakoy yung... Ano to, hindi pa to on air, ha? Nagchichikahan pa lang kami. Sabi ko, I talked about the Benham Rice. Sabi ko, ito yung pag-uusapan natin, ganyan-ganyan. Ah, saan ba yun? Sabi,
oh my God.
Tignan niyo kung nasa yung Benham Rice.
And then you realize it wasn't a joke.
It wasn't a joke. And then, ito pa yung more surprising to me. Because he didn't know much about the issue at that time, and he was supposed to go on air. Siguro, an interview of at least 15 minutes. Before that, he picked up the phone, tinawagan niya ambassador ng China, si Xiao Xinghua, noong time na yun.
Mm-hmm. Ito ba yung tinanong niya, Moonface?
Moonface ba siya? Yeah. May kamukha siyang character dun sa Chloe, yung isa rin sa mga...
Oh, yung North Korean?
Ay, North Korean na kasama ni Yun Bin. Yung
Nicolet. Oy, sandali. I have elemental note natin na binanggit niya ang Chloe at si Yun Bin. So, ibig sabihin, nanunood na
ng K-drama.
Okay.
Kinain ako ng sistema eh.
Yeah. Oh my God, tao siya. Tao siya, I love it.
Oo, tao siya. Okay, okay, so tayo na ano.
Actually, bago tayo nag-record.
Ano or pinapanood
live ba to? Nanonood ako ng ano eh. Nanonood kami ng Flower of Evil.
Ooh, that one! I haven't watched it, pero nakaka-stress siya.
Oh my. Nasa episode 13 na kami, patapos na to eh. Kaya after this, talagang babalikan namin yan.
Gusto mo malaman kung sino mamamatay? Charot!
Huwag naman. Lalayas na ako, bye!
Christian has left the studio. O, tuloy mo. Tumawag tumawag si Panelo kay ano North Korean Chevrolet. Oo.
Tinanong niya kung ano yun. I think if I'm not mistaken, yung Benham Rice issue ng time na yun, diba hindi naman siya disputed definitely. Eh.
So, hindi.
Dumadaan yung...
Dumadaan issue lang yung mga ano.
May dumadaan doon Chinese vessel. Ships. Pero nagbabad siya ng matagal. And then I was surprised after speaking with the Chinese ambassador at that time. Parang he said, hindi naman totoo ito, sabi ng Chinese ambassador. So binali niya hook, line, and sinker yung version ng Chinese noong time na yon.
And that's what he even said. Why would he even call the Chinese ambassador, hindi yung local?
Bakit hindi si ano? Bakit hindi si Secretary Luxin ang tawagan niya or si Secretary Lorenzana, 'di ba?
Noong time na yun yata si ano pa, si Alan Honorable Peter, Alan Peter Cayetano pa yata, if I'm not mistaken.
Foreign Secretary. Siya pa yun.
Siya pa yun. Tapos, kulang pa ako na isa, no? Worst interviews.
One more.
Hindi ko masabing worse eh, because I enjoyed this interview eh.
Kasi nagbukas ang tanga.
Ang tanong, nag-enjoy ba yung nasa kabilang upuan? So sige, ituloy mo yan.
Hindi, I remember nung time na yun kasi it was a very difficult time for me doing stories and interviewing people on air about the franchise issue. Kasi aside from my work then as an anchor, I was still a correspondent then by ABS-CBN. So okay nakatutok, especially for online. Yung nag-cover from start to finish nung congressional hearings. So talagang nakababad ako rin sa issue.
Babad.
And then... this is a topic for another discussion siguro. Pero, alam niyo naman, di ba, how difficult it was for ABS-CBN to report about itself. So, daming pressure and harassment and siguro blackmailing coming from a lot of people in power. So, nung time na yun, sabi ko, gusto ko talaga isa-isahin itong mga congressmen na to regarding their vote. So, to be fair to some of them, they were very much willing to answer questions. Isa ron si Pablo Jan Garcia. So I have to give it to him. So right after the vote, siguro 2 days later, sumalang siya. And then he answered questions. Bumabanat siya nung yung interview na yun, bumabanat siya sa akin na ano eh. Kasi mukhang trained in logic yung tao eh. So he's a lawyer, no? I appreciate that if the person I'm talking with understands logical fallacies. Kasi I think that's a minimum requirement for journalists. Eh. And for anybody else, di ba? Dapat may logic eh. Alam mo yung fallacy. Pero yung time na yon, binabanata niya ako ng ano, ng what about this? So, napaka-basic naman ng what about this, di ba? So, madali siyang i-navigate as long as you understand the discussion. So, I thought yung discussion namin, nasa higher level kahit papano, kahit busit na busit ako sa boto niya. Pero, yung kinakwento ko, segue lang ito sa words na sinasabi ko. Yung isa siguro kay Eric Martinez, the congressman from Valenzuela, yung ito yung nag-hang siya eh, when I was asking him about his vote. I think my question was whether he was proud of his vote.
Mm-hmm. Kasi, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, kasi yes.
Yung question na yun sa akin, malaman yun. Kasi hindi ko naman, hindi ko in-engage yung mga congressmen na yun without conducting conversations with some of their colleagues behind the scenes. As in, marami ako nakakausap ng mga colleagues nila. And I knew for a fact why they voted that way. And it's obvious, di ba? Because the president didn't want to. At saka kung bakit ganito yung naging boto ng certain blocks in Congress during that time, in the House of Representatives. So alam ko naman kung bakit siya bumoto against the franchise application of ABS-CBN. Ang hindi ko lang gusto yung mga ganyang guest na I could understand the political ties or issues that they need to address, di ba? Pero sa akin, how could they lie on national TV when asked if their vote was right at that time?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Noong time na medyo sunod-sunod yung tanong, nagulat ako naghang.
Yung parang kasi literal na iniwan ka sa ere, ano? Literal na iniwan ka sa ere.
Oh, baka hindi na hindi na update yung OS yung ano niya, OS niya.
Or hindi nagbayad ng Sky Cable.
Correct.
Sabi ko, that to me was flimsy because tinanong ko, talaga ba sumama yung signal niya? Hindi, sir, okay daw eh, ganyan-ganyan.
Alam na.
Well, alam na. To me, that's lame, di ba? If you could make such a vote, di ba? You should be able to defend it.
Cop out. Talagang, yeah. Literally, exactly. Cop out, yeah.
Wala ka pala eh, kumbaga. Wala ka pala eh.
Tapang-tapang eh.
So, ayan naman yung, let's go naman to the nicer side. Ano yung mga, in your head, parang after the interview, you said to yourself, uy, maganda yung interview na yon. For the same reasons na prepared yung, I mean, kahit hindi kayo magkapareho ng posisyon dun sa issue, alin yung tatlo na naaalala mo na okay tong interview na to?
Sa akin, depende sa objective eh. Kasi there are certain interviews na, kasi baka inisip ng iba, siguro to, pag nag-interview, iniisip lagi mambembang. Actually, hindi naman. Depende sa issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some days, I really want the interview to be very educational and informative. And talaga may paliwanag lang. Kaya if you notice, minsan talagang I say it in Filipino. Kahit alam ko ang audience ng ANC,
English.
No, di ba? So, ano kami, spokening kami dyan eh. Pero,
very pero kasi, Englishing.
Yeah, we try to English our way into things eh.
Oh my God.
Pero, joke na sa mga nakikinig dito, baka sabi ko, bobo naman yun.
Yeah.
Englishing. Oh.
We're Englishing so many times. Come on.
Pero kasi minsan, di ba, if you notice, pag shinare siya sa Facebook, sa Twitter, sa YouTube, kahit sino pwede na manood eh, di ba? So pag may mga talagang sobrang importante na sa tingin ko dapat maintindihan, I say it in Filipino. So one of the things I love, yung kunwari, we talk about the West Philippine Sea and South China Sea, siguro yung dynamics between the United States, China, yung Quad, yung Indo-Pacific, the Philippines, yung strategic location natin as a country, and then the appeasement policy of Duterte. I like that topic in particular. So isa sa mga gusto kong kausap dyan si Jay Batong Bakal. Because even people, especially the Duterte's, don't agree with him. He talks a lot of sense. And he knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. Ayun.
Correct.
Ang challenge naman sa mga ganong kausap, hindi ka pwedeng yung parang mindless, sorry sa term.
Come on, go for it.
Nagpipigil. To be temple. Say it, Ian.
Let it go, Ian. Let it go.
Parang mindless questionnaire. Di ba may mga ganong interviews? I don't know if you noticed that. Yung
mga mabababaw.
Hindi mo. Di ba technically, pag nag-good morning ka, di ba? Pag nag-good morning ka, what can you say about this? Automatically magsasalita yan, di ba? Pero kung saan mo dinadala yung discussion, kung paano mo chinachallenge, kung paano mo, let's say, kulari, si Jay Batong Bakal, meron siya sa tingin mo sinabi na, sa tingin mo, dapat i-contextualize. Pag hindi prepared yung nag-i-interview, pag wala rin siyang alam sa issue, it will be a Jay Batong Bakal show. Di ba?
Right.
Correct.
Okay lang, kung yun, kasi matalino yung tao. Tsaka, I think he's well-meaning. Paano kung nakatapat tayo ng, let's say, si Raul ang interviewee, who would really just want to control the narrative, and then you give him the platform, 20 minutes of airtime, tapos puro BS yung sasabihin niya. Example sa
propaganda niya.
Example sa ivermectin na yan.
Oh my God.
Yung ivermectin na yan, ang position ko dyan very, very clear. the science is very questionable. The studies that they have been citing is very shaky. Tapos yung sample size sa mga survey na yon, very questionable, and there's bias involved in the studies that they're quoting. Yung randomized sampling, hindi pa natin nakikita so far, no? Mm-hmm. Now, dati, nag-interview ko, I think, na isang congressman regarding that because I really wanted to, o dalawa na yata, yung isa si Bernadette Herrera D. Kasi I really wanted to ask those politicians, what's in your head? Kumbaga, why are you promoting this? Eh, syempre, hindi naman tayo na-eat dyan, di ba? Siguro, there's big business involved, distributorship, siguro, supply access. These things need to be asked, di ba? And then, at the heart of it, ang layo ko tinatanong sa kanila, isn't that irresponsible of you? As a public official, people look up to you, your constituents look up to you to promote a medicine which is unproven against COVID-19. Yet you're promoting that as treatment and prophylaxis. Hindi na naintindihan kasi yung discussion in the context of public health. Tapos lagi yung dapat tinatanong dyan, eh, paano kung minamatay? Paano kung hindi na nagpae?
Right.
Pero ano yung neurological side effect yan? Sasagutin nyo ba? Di ba hindi? So,
correct.
It's basic, accountability. Kaya sa akin, pag may mga journalists na nag-i-interview sa mga ganyang promotor ng ganyan, they have to make sure that they really grill them. Talagang titirisin.
Kumbaga hindi lang,
hindi both-sidism. Tsaka hindi both-sidism lang, di ba?
Oo, totoo yun.
I've seen kasi a lot of interviews sa ivermectin under the guise of, oh, let's give them naman the benefit of the doubt, let's listen to them and see where they're coming from with regard to the pro-ivermectin, which is, di ba, parang, why are you giving a platform to these people whose beliefs are based on shaky science, and you then, ito pa ang masaklap, say that you're doing that in the name of journalism. Diba?
Oo. Sa akin siguro, interviewin one or two. Pero yung bigyan mo siya ng sustained platform or airtime for that. Diba yung head ng Concerned Doctors and Citizens? Diba this was the same group that promoted yung Flatten the Fear campaign last year? You remember that campaign, Flatten the Fear?
Pati yata yung hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine. Sila rin yun. Yeah. Basta hydro. Ayun.
I remember may isa ako na interview sa kanila last year. Actually, nagreklamo pa to sa office eh. You know, one of their doctors. Nagreklamo because if I'm not mistaken, ang term na ginamit niya, I was rude because tinatanong ko siya ng mga hard questions. Ang point ko kasi sabi ko sa kanya during the interview, hindi ko nakasalanan kung nag-uutal-utal siya or he was very
inarticulate,
di ba? Ang point ko lang doon during that interview, issue of public health to, pinapromote na na yung vitamins. Kaya daw mag-vitamins, tapos i-relax yung restrictions. Noong time na yun, ang daming cases. Ngayon, mas marami pa, di ba? Paano ko nakinig sa kanilang tao, and they are doctors, eh, marami naman siguro sa mga Pilipino, pag sinabing doctor, tingin sa kanila, eksperto, di ba? Pero
mataas.
they don't distinguish between a doctor whose expertise is this and a doctor whose expertise is something else.
Basta
which
doctor.
May be far from, doctor lang, di ba? Baka nga, di ba minsan, nakita niya nagbaviral na doctor someone, yung hindi pala siya medical doctor.
Yes. PT. Unlicensed. At supposedly, unlicensed PT siya dito.
Yung kaaway ni Doc Adam Smith.
Meron nga mga PhD graduates nga, miski kahit sa ang school lang, they prefer to be called themselves doctors.
That's true. Eto na eh.
Hindi, dapat maingat sa ganyan kasi. So,
totoo.
Ayoko naman ng cancel culture. Ayoko ng cancel culture, honestly. I hate that particular practice on social media. Pero journalistically, dapat merong sense of responsibility as far as laying the facts are concerned. Kung talaga naman obvious na napaka-bogus ng science ito, huwag na natin masyadong bigyan ng platform. Kausapin once or twice.
That's right.
For all we know, baka naman gumana for some reason, baka naman talaga may effect ng ivermectin. Pero in the meantime, wala siyang go signal. At you could sense that the FDA is being pressured.
Yeah. Right. For sure.
Ang problema sa mga journalists minsan, sorry, nadadala na ako.
Hindi, go, sige lang.
Ilabas mo lahat. Ilabas mo lahat.
Minsan kasi yung mentality ng mga journalists, yung parang ano eh, yung, eh siguro, part din ng culture natin as Filipinos, masyado mahiyain.
Mm. And then, we're non-confrontational.
Yeah. Tapos, napaka play safe minsan, di ba? Kumbaga, madadaldal pa, nakikantuhan ng ganito, pero pag nandun, pag when given the opportunity to actually ask those questions, they clam up, diba? Tumitiklop. Kasi there's always a way to ask it politely. Hindi naman kailangang mambastos, di ba? Ako ayoko rin talaga nung nambabastos ng mga ano eh. Kasi may mga ganyang journalist din yung talagang they play to the crowd. Yung
ang tawag namin, oo, ang tawag namin dyan ng uurot or ng didistab. Pag press con, 'di ba? Oo.
Didistab talaga.
Oo,
agitators.
Agitators. Oh, at saka even among the reporters who are part of the beat, hihirit sila ng ganyan, oh, nang didistab ka na naman eh. Alam mo 'yun. So, alam na nila 'yun.
Okay ba, siguro gusto mag-viral, no? Baka may maka-pick up ng clip na 'yun, no? Papakita sa mami nila o sa girlfriend nila.
It's like you...
Sorry, papakita sa mami, got me.
Mami, I'm made.
Mami, look na, I'm a meme.
I've arrived.
Achieve na achieve.
Mali yata itong ano, pagpahay ko sa... Marami ako na nasasabi.
Hindi ka ba winner ni Abby? Hindi ka ba winner ni Abby?
Okay ka na ba sa top 3 interviews mo?
Okay na, tignan mo.
Okay na yun. Wala ka na naalala. Okay, kasi may tanong
na ako. Isa na lang pala. Isa na lang. Okay, ano, sino ba to? Si Albano.
Oh,
si
okay,
Rodito.
Isabella. Si Rodito, Isabella.
Hindi ko alam what got into him. Pero ito talaga, I was surprised that he even brought it up. But I wasn't surprised that I reacted that way. Diba, yung kapatid niya, bumoto against the franchise. And then I was interviewing him about the situation in Isabela. I think this was during Typhoon Ulysses.
Yung typhoon yan, yes. Uh-oh.
Diba, yung akala natin, alam na natin most probably talagang the extent of damage during that time sa iba't ibang mga provinces. And then all of a sudden, on Facebook, may mga sumusulpot na mga pictures coming out of Isabela and Cagayan. Now, worse pala yung flooding doon, noong time na yon. Pero we didn't know anything about it. So sinalang namin siya. And then, sinasabi niya kasi, at one point, sabi niya, eh, dapat kasi nagpadala kayo ng crew dito para nakita nyo.
Remember that. Oh my God. Foot in mouth.
Yung time na yun, actually, medyo may regret ako ng konti in the sense na I should have pounced harder. Pero siguro, decency got the better of me. Joke lang.
And it's nakapagpigil enough, ka pa.
It's enough that he was exposed. But I was surprised na he didn't...
Nauna siya eh.
Oh. Kasi before, I used to interview him about his advocacy on medical marijuana.
Right. Oo. Okay.
Ayun.
Mahilig siya dito dyan.
Game na ako sa ano.
Sorry, haba na sagot ko ah.
Okay lang.
Tatlo naman yung tanong eh. Sino naman yung ano, dream interview mo? And what will you ask that person? Or has that already happened to you?
Ah, hindi pa. Sino ba dream interview? Noong dati gusto ko interviewin si Duterte, pero I don't think he would...
You wouldn't call it a dream, anyway. Would you?
Nightmare interview?
Nauna ka.
Dati gusto ko siya interviewin, honestly, kasi... Pero that was the time when I still thought that you could
was
talk sense...
Was it 2016, 2017?
Siguro, 2016, 2017. Yung medyo nag-uunahan yung mga tao, natanongin siya. Pero looking back and knowing what we know now, I don't think you could ask him questions without him straying off somewhere with his usual stream of consciousness, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang yung pagka Salvador Dali kasi siya sumagot eh. Di ba? Pero siguro kung interview dream, ako gusto ko ma-interview si Pope Benedict.
Why him?
Marami kasi isa yung sa mga interest ko yung to talk about religion. Kasi sa kanya maganda yung naging bridge ng papacy niya, di ba? From Pope John Paul II to Pope Francis. And he was, I think, one of the most, in recent years, no? One of the most maligned and fairly men of the cloth. Because I think it has more to do with people not understanding him properly. At saka the guy is so brilliant. He's a full-fledged intellectual. I think in one account, sabi niya, this lifetime won't be enough for me to write everything that I have in my head. May ano siya eh. So, intellectually, if you're going to compare him with the present pope, malayo, di ba?
Malayo. Pero syempre,
he was the pope that we needed at that time.
At that
and
time.
Siguro, si Pope Francis is the pope that we need at this time naman.
At this time.
Oh nga, he was so maligned eh. I remember that time na ano, yung pressure sa kanya.
God's Rottweiler siya eh, di ba sinasabi?
Totoo.
Oo.
Ang nakikita ko naman yung mga memes na Pope Hannibal, nakamukha niya kasi si Anthony Hopkins.
Actually, maganda eh.
Di ba?
Bagay, bagay.
Tataa.
I enjoyed that
Anthony
movie.
Hopkins.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah, me too.
I enjoyed that movie. Pero, okay, going to that naman, on a different point naman, Ian, ano yung pinaka, syempre, journalists are under a lot of pressure, I think, under any administration, but even more so, di ba, under the current administration. Ano yung pinaka bad trip na nangyari sa'yo because of a story or an interview na parang, kasi hindi sila masaya dun sa mga tinanong mo?
Or marami.
Sinong sila? Yung Pop Money o...
Sige, ano muna, yung interviewee muna.
Actually, don't care kung masaya sila o hindi, honestly.
No, but have you, ano ba yan? Gusto ko yan, papalakbakan kita.
Yun lang ang masasabi ko.
Hindi, pero ano yan, pina principal's office ka ba? Pinatawag ka ba sa management at nireklamo ka? Nagpadala ba ng tao sa bahay mo para bantayan ka? Yung mga ganong things.
Hindi naman. May mga times lang na ano, sino ba to? May mga ano raw, mga interviewees na after the interview, they felt bad. Nalalaman ko na lang from someone else. May iba, siguro, I heard nagre-reklamo sa office, pero hindi man nagpo-prosper.
Okay.
Ayan, si Ari Roque. Ito hindi naman live interview because so far, he hasn't accepted any invitation for a live interview. Pero before, when I did a couple of stories about him, kasi di ba remember he made this, ano, this thoughtless comment about the Philippines not needing a third party facilitator for the peace negotiations with the National Democratic Front.
Okay.
Nung time na yun, nagsalita siya, it was a very thoughtless remark. And I thought that exposed his amateurism as far as peace talks were concerned.
Correct.
Sama ako talaga magsalita. No? Anyway.
Go lang, so, we're loving it.
I did stories about that sa TV Patrol, sa ANC, and then an article. And then he didn't like it. So, nagreklamo siya, I heard. So, nirelay sa akin yung reklamo niya. And then, sinagot ko. Doon sa nagsabi sa akin, sabi ko, if you could listen to the complaints coming from his own side, galit na galit yung members ng government panel. Kasi that was, excuse me for the term, no? That was stupid of him to say that.
Correct.
So, nakausap ko yung from the government panel and from the NDF, busit doon sa sinasabi, doon sa comment na yun, di ba? And then, pinaliwanag yung context why that particular statement was thoughtless. Tapos, on another occasion, nagalit din yan eh. Nag-send sa akin yan ng text message na galit. I think this had to do with this withdrawal from
the Senate race.
Correct, 2019, di ba?
2019.
He was bent on becoming a senator and he thought he had a good chance of winning, di ba? Meron na nga siyang preliminary ads sa lumalabas.
Mm-mm.
And then he didn't like the way the story came out. So, nag-send sa akin ng text message, galit na galit. Naka-CC si Jing Reyes. And wala naman nangyari din sa complaint niya.
Paano yung nagagalit na text? Interested lang ako.
Marami bang exclamation emoji? Mark? Or maraming emoji, ganyan, na may saksak na knife, ganun?
All caps.
Nabura ko na yata eh. The very, very curt and parang sinasabi niya, naka, ano, parang
how dare, furnished, ganyan?
heartless siya. I forget the exact term that he used. Basta galit siya. And then, sinabi niya na,
heartless?
Yung message na yon was also for, ano, that Jing Reyes was also furnished with that statement, with that text message. May isang congressman dati, remember, yung galit na galit to eh. Sino ba to? Kabayan, partyless representative. Lawyer? Yung bata pa?
Who's Kabayan?
Again? Hindi ko siya knows. But anyway, go ahead.
Anong kwento doon?
Si Ron Salo.
Ron, yung party list ni Harry Roque, di ba? Yan yung nakaaway niya. Oo.
Kasi one time, gines ko yan. Kasi yung issue noon, nagsalita siya sa Congress, privilege speech yata or manifestation, I forgot na kung ano. Yung sa SEA Games controversy, di ba may mga lumalabas sa mga memes, yung mga photos about the shabby treatment of the athletes? Foreign athletes.
Yes.
So, pinag-upigan si Cayetano at saka yung mga enablers ng administration, galit na galit, di ba? So, isa rin sa mga sycophants niya, syempre si Ron Salo, who at that time, I think, was the head of the Public Information Committee. A very important committee, and I was still...
In the House.
I was surprised, or I still couldn't fathom why he got that position in terms of competence, no? Pero...
I love the shade.
During interview, nagulat ako. May sinabi siyang ano, parang treasonous daw yung ginagawa ng mga yon. Yung nagpo-post ang pictures about
kung ano kinain nila or yung how
they tsaka yung facilities. Uh-oh. Tsaka yung nagsishare daw. Dapat daw liable pa raw sila sa treason. Sabi ko, bakit treason?
Wow!
Does he even know that? What it means?
I presume he knew because he was a lawyer, di ba? So,
yeah.
And tinignan ko yung ano niya, yung profile niya sa Twitter. Ano siya, yung nagtuturo pa yata sa De La Salle. Si ano, alma mater ni ano, ni Attorney Abby.
Sige, shame. Sige. Shame. A little bit
kami
more.
Pareho
kami
ni Ana.
Yeah.
Kami ni Marga ang pareho.
Hindi, joke lang. Hindi yun.
Cambio.
After ng interview, sabi niya, okay lang ba? Sabi ko na lang. Okay lang ba raw yung nag-interview? Pero para siyang binuhusan ng tubig na malamig.
Oo.
Yung parang, alam niyo yung feeling na ano, hindi naman deer in headlights eh. Yung para bang feeling na,
oh,
ano ba
shit,
itong
what did
masabi
I say?
Ko? Yeah. That kind of feeling.
Uh-oh.
E di, inano ko na lang, I try to be diplomatic and ano humane. Sabi ko, hindi sir, okay naman. At least nasagot niya yung mga issues.
Natawa ako sa humane.
Humane? Oo. Natawa ako dun sa humane.
So,
kasi diba normally pag humane, hayop yung ano, reference.
Tapos, fast forward several months later, I learned from another journalist. Nagalit pala sa akin yan. Kasi na-interview ko siya uli. Second time regarding the franchise issue. Kasi nag-file siya ng franchise bill. And I thought that was a Trojan horse kasi nung binabasa ko yung proposal niya, nandun pa rin yung restrictions sa gusto niya mangyari. Na let's say merong content na lumabas na disagreeable, let's say, yung one party.
Mm-mm.
Let's say, kalora, during the interview, hindi nagustuhan yung lumabas, pwedeng i-censure yung ano, i-censure and censor
yung prior network. Prior restraint.
Sabi ko, anong kalokohan to? Diba? Hindi ko naman sinabi on-air na anong kalokohan to. Pero, pinalabas ko yun na...
It's pretty ridiculous.
Inisa-isa ko talaga yung ano, inandun sa bill niya.
Mm-mm.
And he didn't like it. Nagalit siya ron. Kaya nung voting time na sa Congress, nung nagsalita siya, tumayo siya, pinangalanan pa ako, nirereklamo niya. Tapos, nagkaroon ng minor bashing on social media, sabi sa akin. Sinisisi, binapangalanan ako. Kasalanan mo yan kasi nag-a-apply ka ng franchise, tapos ganyan ka magtanong, di ba? Hindi ko na sinagot yung mga ganun stupid remarks because these people didn't have a fundamental understanding of the role of the news media in democracy, di ba? But
right.
I thought, for someone like Ron Salo, who was a lawyer, a congressman, at the very least, he would have a very basic understanding. But he didn't have any. So, nalaman ko later on from a fellow journalist, nagalit pala sa akin yan, based on that SEA Games interview. Kasi yung fellow journalist na kaibigan ko, pinuntahan siya for an interview. Sabi raw sa kanya, baka naman parang gagawin niyo sa akin yung ginawa nito si Christian Esguerra. Sabi nung kaibigan ko, medyo mautak din eh. Siyempre, nagtanong muna. Hindi niya sinabing kaibigan niya ako.
Kaibigan ka.
Oo. Sabi grabe niya, ang parokyal, no? Ang parokyal talaga
nung sobra. Natin. Sobrang parokyal talaga. Pambarangay yung ano, no? Yung
oo, yung, parang,
yung priorities.
Oo, pambarangay yung kartada.
Pang ano, pang classroom, pang faculty room.
Correct. Ano sabi ng friend mo?
Sabi niya, sir, ano bang problema? Ano nangyari ganyan? Eh kasi raw, ano, parang napahiya raw siya rin sa interview. Bakit ganun yung mga tanong? Tapos, gago rin yung friend ko eh. Sorry sa term. Sabi niya. After magsalita, sabi, ay sir, nga pala, kaibigan ko yun.
Makakarating po. Friend po kami. Kinext ko na po siya. Alam na po niya ang sinabi niyo.
Hindi,
actually, sir, kainuman ko siya mamaya. Balitaan ako.
Kaya, I really love my friends eh.
So, Ethel, I think you're next. What's your question?
Ito. What was the hardest lesson you had to learn as a journalist in the Philippines? Alam ko napakaraming challenges and all, but what was the hardest lesson for you that you had to learn?
Hindi ko masabing hard eh, pero siguro yung ano lang, wala akong maisip na very hard ngayon. Oh.
Oh, sige, dun tayo sa hard lang. Hindi very hard.
Hard lesson sa ano? Then sa akin kasi ito na, I'll be honest with you guys.
Sige, go.
Having been in this industry for, ilan taon na ba ako ngayon? 27 years old na ako, yung edad ko eh.
Wow, grabe, so, ang bata mo pa.
Ang bata mo pala.
Sure.
Okay. Oo. Oh my 3 years old ka pala, nag-high school sa San Beda. Oo, Chris.
I started at 7 years old, so.
Parang maniniwala ako dahil mukha naman siyang 27, pero alam naman nating hindi. Pero sige.
Yeah. Basta ano na.
Go for it.
Having been in the industry for 22 years, so, ang nare-realize ko talaga, ano yan, there are certain things that you cannot compromise. Diba? There are certain realities that you need to go through and accept. And you just need to roll with the punches. Pero there are certain non-negotiables. So, isa rin yung, ano, yung integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Try to achieve, you try to build every day with what you do. Kasi maraming pagkakamali, believe me. Especially when I was younger. I felt na maraming excesses, maraming pagkukulang, maraming hindi nagawa, maraming nasobrahan sa ginawa. Pero all those things were learning experiences eh. Pero ang na-realize ko, the compass has to be clear. It has to be working.
Mm.
So for instance, non-negotiable, for instance, if something that you do, you think would compromise your name, your credibility, or whatever it is you're trying to build, that would somehow guide your actions, eh? Big or small. Siguro, one man. Oh. Sige. You were saying?
I was going to ask, no? Given that you consider that as among your lessons as a journalist, segueing into this question, what do you think is the most pressing issue that needs to be addressed or improved in Philippine media? Given yan, di ba? I'm sure marami kang ano.
Pero may isa ko naalala. Before I answer that, no, yung talking about non-negotiables. For example, alam niyo na yung media structure in the Philippines. No? So, it's driven by business. Pero right. Isang non-negotiable kasi sa akin, for instance, if you're a person or a company who enters the news business, you have to be aware, and then not just aware, you have to deeply understand what you're trying to get into. So for instance, journalism. Hindi siya yung ordinary business na magbebenta ka ng pastry, magbubukas ka ng bagong branch ng banko, or retail, for instance. It's journalism eh. It's definitely imbued with public interest. So siguro nga, meron siyang fiduciary value or interest, di ba? So, ganun ka-importante yung journalism. Pag hindi naintindihan ng business owner, that's the time when he can just make use of that business to protect his other businesses.
Right.
Kasi dapat may linya.
Means to an end lang.
Oo.
For him.
Mm-hmm. Dapat kasi may linya. Okay, I'm a businessman who runs other businesses. And among them is journalism. I run a news organization. Pero there has to be an asterisk you need to respect this news business. You have to give it independence. Actually, mali nga yung term na independence, give independence, eh, di ba? You have to respect its independence. Pero in reality, yeah, preserve it. Pero in reality, the news organization needs to fight for its own independence, not just from the influence and abuse and effort to control coming from the government or those in power or big businesses, other institutions, but also even from the owners. Kasi pag ang owner nakialam, big or small, nasisira yung journalism eh. So sa akin, that to me is non-negotiable. Now, isa sa mga lessons sa akin, for instance, if you're a journalist, sa totoo lang naman, ano eh, miski magkapangalan tayo rito sa industry, we're very small. We're just a speck in the bigger industry. Because you don't own the organization, we may control the narrative once in a while or most of the time. We may get our message across, but we also need to deal with the realities in the industry. So, dapat yung compromise should not victimize, for instance, the integrity of the newsroom, the content. Napaka-passionate ko sa ganun eh. Pag yung news owner nakialam doon sa ilalabas o hindi ilalabas, that to me already bastardizes, not just infects the purity of its journalism. At wala tayong mukhang ihaharap sa labas. Ayun.
Kasi undermined from within, ano? Parang undermined ka from within.
And which is a segue to sa question mo, no? Yung challenge
most pressing issue. Natin. Yes, oo.
Obvious naman, di ba? Ang most pressing issue si Duterte and his enablers and his sycophants.
And propaganda and fake news. My God, yes.
At saka yung mga dawag sa media. Yung mga fence sitters. Those who are enjoying the good life under him. Alam naman niya ni Undersecretary Abby, di ba? So, during your time, meron din namang mga reporters sa Malacanang who wanted to get to your good side, di ba? When I say you, not you exactly, because yes, alam ko naman na mataray ka noong time na yun eh. But I mean, on the side of the administration.
The sip-sip brigade, kumbaga.
Oo. Pero pag iniisip nyo kasi, medyo minor lang yung problem sa mga sip-sip na journalists eh, across administrations eh. Ang problema rito yung ano yung long-term effect of what this administration is doing to democracy in general. I don't know kung bakit gulag pa rin yung mga tao at this stage in the administration when it comes to the democratic space that is left for us. Palit ng palit siya, di ba? At nararamdaman niya sa journalism. Sinasabi ng iba, well, nakakapagsalita pa ako ngayon, di ba? Definitely, may freedom pa. Pero
may self-censorship na rin, ano? Nararamdaman niyo na? I mean, may self-censorship na amongst your peers? May ganun na ba?
Ramdam na ramdam dati pa. Buti nga ngayon, medyo tumatapang na eh. Nakakatulong din yung ano eh. Di ba, minsan marami matalino sa Twitter eh. Parang ang hiling mag-comment, di ba? So minsan, nakakatulong din yun kasi they help get the attention of the reporters themselves, of the journalists, and then the journalists are reminded of what they need to do. Pero syempre, yung mga bashing naman ng social media against journalists, iba naman dun, medyo ano eh, thoughtless din sa tingin ko eh. Pero at the very least, aware yung mga journalists na, oy, may nagbabantay sa amin. Kumbaga, hindi kami pwedeng tatanga-tanga, hindi kami pwedeng duduwag-duwag, di ba? Ang ayoko lang minsan kasi, may mga journalists na may tendency to pander to the audience. Kung nakikita na, this is the popular sentiment on Twitter, ganito na rin ang sentiment ko. At sa akin, kasi hodang lumigaya yung followers mo, malungkot dyan, ano ba yung totoo? Di ba?
Right.
Pero going back to the bigger problem, it's Duterte who is the biggest problem now on social, of the free press and his enablers. Ang kinakalungkot ko lang talaga, hindi kinakalungkot, kinakainis. Yung mga enablers niya, na pagpatapos na administration, tatalo niya sa next administration, di ba? And then they could easily reinvent themselves and present themselves as the saviors of humanity. They can always pay their way to change their image and control the public perception. But what happens to their fence-sitting, their sycophancy during the time of Duterte? May long-term impact yan, di ba? Yung mga dating, eto, matagal na rin naman ako siguro sa industriya, no? May mga cabinet members ngayon, may mga public officials ngayon na I used to cover before when I was younger. hindi ko na-realize na ganun sila kabastos. May iba sa kanila, alam ko may pagkamanyakis ang time na yun, di ba? Pero hindi ko na-realize na ganun sila magsalita. As in, ganun sila kabastos, ganun sila kakras, di ba? So I realized it's because of the signal that they're getting from the top. Di ba?
Correct, oo.
So,
kasi pwede pala.
Maraming problema. Pwede pala.
Ian, earlier you mentioned na yung view mo on journalism is purist. Ngayon, the line between journalism and activism is increasingly blurred because nga of these threats to press freedom. What are your thoughts on that?
Sa akin, journalism in itself, if done right, if done correctly, if done honestly, with integrity, with credibility, that in itself is activism. Because activism doesn't involve all the time having to carry placards, going out in the streets, and chanting different slogans against the government, against something that you need to change, or something for social change, diba? Journalism in itself is activism. So I don't think journalists need to, let's say, present themselves as activists. Kasi masyado marami makudang mga journalists din, diba? I still believe in the idea that journalists should let their work do the talking. Parang Supreme Court, diba? So, you talk through your decision. Kasi minsan, ang dami-dami mga journalists naman ng Twitter ang dadaldal, di ba? So, naghahanap lang sila ng followers para madagdagan. Kaya kung ano-anong pinupost, di ba?
Pero minsan, bakunin mo.
Cloud,
bakunin mo. Ano ba yung body of work nitong journalist na to? Di ba? Sorry, mataray. I'm sure yung mga ibang makakarinig ito maiinis, 'di ba? Sino ba 'to nagsasalita? Pero that's my honest take on that.
Alam mo naman, bato-bato sa langit ang tamaan, masakit, 'di ba?
Okay, in relation to that, Ian, how about naman yung celebrityfication of journals, yung mga ge-endorse ng mga kung anek-anek, ganyan.
Salamat sa question, ah. Alam mo, kakaturo ko lang yan sa 2 weeks ago because I handle a subject on media ethics sa UST. Kaka-discuss lang namin yan eh. Yung journalists as product endorsers. And sa akin, kung talagang gwapong-gwapo ka sa sarili mo, gandang-ganda ka sa sarili mo, gandang-ganda ka sa kilay mo, sa skin mo, sumali ka na lang sa isang advertising, ang tawag doon? Mag-artista ka na lang. Leave journalism to the journalists. Kasi kung masyado kong pogi, masyado kong maganda, siguro pwede kang pang star magic. O pwede mong labanan si Derek Ramsey.
Huwag ka na lang mag-journalist, di ba? Mamili ka ng karema, in short.
Mag-model model ka na lang.
Mag-YouTube influencer ka.
Oo.
Yung nga, oo. It really bothers me, yung nag-endorse.
Kasi it goes into their credibility, ano? As a journalist.
Eh. One time, kinuwentahan ako ng ganyan, non-journalist. Nagulat sa akin, may problema pala sa ganon. And then, in-explain ko, ano yung magiging problema, for instance. Diba? Isang basic lang yan, diba, nung bata tayo. I don't know kung magkakaedad tayo. Ang sigurado ako, mas bata ako sa inyo lahat, eh. Imagine natin yung teacher natin ng grade school o ng high school, no? So let's say ganda-ganda ng discussion about world history, western civilization, okay, physics or chemistry. Tapos habang kalagitnaan ng discussion. By the way, guys, maglalabas ako ng tosino. Di ba nagiging schizophrenic yung ano, yung regard ng estudyante dun sa teacher. And I believe honestly, journalism is always a teaching moment. Diba? Journalism is always a teaching moment. Yung nare-report na yan. So, yung teaching moment na yan can be for better or for worse, diba? Pag mali yung report mo, edi nakadagdag tayo sa katangahan ng tao. Kung maganda at tama yung report, matalino, nakadagdag tayo sa pagpapatalino sa diskurso. Pero, pag magiging endorser ka, let's say, yung product kasi, I think that would really put in question what it is that you really want to achieve. Ako honestly, I don't agree. Diba yung ginagawa ng ibang mga anchors?
Kasi parang salesman na sila eh. I mean, they're basically a salesman of a product, whatever salesman product that they're hawking, diba?
Oo. Inya, edi kung gusto nila mag-endorse ng product, edi mag-gano na nga lang. Ako honestly, nilapitan ako siguro mga 2 beses.
Skincare?
Skincare? Ano? Anong product?
Red
Anong
Bull?
Product? Ano?
Red Bull? Ganon.
Casino?
Hanford?
BMW.
Katakot yung Hanford. Ano naman yun sa ano?
Di man lang Calvin Klein, Hanford talaga sinabi.
Buti na, buti na hindi YC, ano?
Alam ko yun, ha?
YC Bikini Brie.
Oy, alam mo, pag ano, pag tinanggap mo yan, sabihin mo sa akin, ha? Kasi paano mo i-model yung YC Bikini Brief on air?
Oh my God, tapos may pa-billboard bakla. Diba?
Oh, tsaka, abang ko yung billboard mo, ha? Kailangan pack sa wallop.
Oh, how much wallop? How much wallop does he pack you yun?
Diba?
My God, ano ba yan? Na-excite.
Kaya journalist siya, hindi siya ano, model.
Correct, hindi siya model.
Kaya so, he will never sell.
Correct. So, joke
lang yung ano, joke lang yung BMW tsaka yung Jaguar, ha?
Yung Jaguar, seryoso. Huwag kang ganyan.
Alam ko, serious ka eh. Oh, ayan. So,
isang ano, some sama ko talaga. Taste ko terminate.
Ivermectin?
Basta, it's a product. Parang, nasabi, baka pwede kang kunin, bibigyan ka ng ganito. Tapos binibigay in terms.
Alam ko na, purge 3. Charot. Kung ano.
Hindi, I had to explain na hindi pwede. Yung saka, stand mo? Ano, no. Ganon.
Okay. So, very manono. Very clear sa amin, Christian, kung ano yung thoughts mo on journalism and on currently yung work mo ngayon and the current political climate. Ang tanong ko naman, sino ba si Christian Esguerra off-cam? Diba? Ano yung...
Tito Boy. Ano mo Tito Boy?
Hoy, ikaw Kuya Christian. Sige ka, ako sasagot ng tanong. Matakot ka. Hindi, ano... Siyempre, people are also interested to know... kasi nga, sobra kang straight shooter, you ask the hard questions, that's your reputation. But you know, beyond the camera, paano yung isang Christian Esguerra nakaharap ang magic mirror sa'yo? Ano ang ano mo? What do you do? Oh, what diba? Do you do in your spare time?
At least
time?
Alam na natin now na nagkikidrama siya.
Okay.
Ano pa? What keeps you busy when you are off the job, so to speak?
I'm a very simple guy, a man of very simple tastes. I just
simple noon.
I just do water polo once in a while. Do some golfing.
Charot.
I almost fell for it.
And I make sure I go to Michelin starred restaurants.
Oh my God.
Ilan ang ano mo? Ilan ha, ano 8-pack ba ang iyong abs, Christian? Hindi lang 6-pack ganun.
Then nagpapanggap na ako. Then simple lang ang taste after. Honestly, siguro iniisip ng iba, parang siguro ano to, yung Inglesero pag conversations. Actually, hindi. Kasi I really respect the Filipino language a lot. Which is an irony, no? Kakasabi ko lang, bigla ako in English, no?
Correct.
Gusto ko yung Filipino language. So pag conversations talaga, kahit ini-Ingles ako, di ba, alam nyo naman, di ba, pag may mga conversation na parang pakonyohan. Ako, mas sinasadya ako mag-Filipino. Kasi... bata pa talaga, I really decided na I should be able to speak English and Filipino.
Tama.
Fluently.
So, ibig ito sabihin yung... ba niyan? Christian, ibig sabihin ba niyan nung niligawan mo yung fiancé mo, Tagalog, in Filipino ka ba nanligaw?
Ay, wow!
Balagtasan or nagtula ka ba?
Nagharana. Ang
ganda ng segue yan. Naging love life ang segue yan.
Oh, syempre.
Ito,
para sa mga listeners natin, lalo na yung kanyang mga fanays on Twitter, sorry, taken na si Christian.
Masaya kaming mga ano niya, nahanap na. Masaya kaming mga kaibigan niya kasi ano na po, engaged na po si Ginoong Christian Esguerra sa isang napakaganda at napakatalinong doktora. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Kailan ang kasal?
May lang, nanikinig ako. Sinari lang, ha? Pinag-uusapan pa ng manager ko kung paano ilo-launch eh. Tsaka nung publicist eh.
Hi! We are willing to cover. Ang mga tita mo ay nandito. Willing kaming i-cover. In a podcast yan. Magsabi ka lang. Nandito kami.
Wow naman.
Pwede ba? Magsasponsor kami ng palong... Magsasponsor kami ng palongganisa.
Ayan eh. Finally nahanap na eh. Kaya huwag nang patagalin.
Tama.
Correct.
Time is gold, o, diba? O, diba?
Ayan.
Ayan. So, Christian, so, we'll ask you, we have a rapid round, your aunties have a rapid round, and try to keep your answer short kasi we want to ask you as many questions as possible. Ready ka na ba? Handa ka na ba?
Game ka na ba?
Oh, game, game.
What is that?
Okay. Wait, okay. Ayan, parang kinabahan siya dun sa rapid round kasi hindi yan sanay lang siya ang tinatanong.
Hindi, si fiancé, naghatak ng, ano, naghatak ng upuan.
Ah, she wants to hear it. Hello!
Hi, hi,
Doc!
Hi,
Doctora!
Hi,
Doctora!
Hi,
Doctora!
Nahihiya,
eh. Ako, nahihiya si Doctora. Ayan. So,
kaya
sige.
Kaya hindi ko.
Oh, ayan. Kaya mo yan. Oh, game. Oh, what's the game, first game. Thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Yung totoo, ha?
Ano ba, Grace po na sagot? Ang sagot ng Grace ko, gigising muna eh.
Hindi.
Salbahe ka. Hindi, ibubuka mo yung mata mo. Ano, correct. Beyond. After ibuka mo yung mata mo at tumayo ka.
Ako, okay. After that, ano, that involuntary action of waking up.
Of waking up, correct. Oo.
Ako, honestly, eto, honestly naman ang tinatanong niya, no? I take my sweet time on the throne.
Okay. Dala mo ba telepono mo habang nasa trono ka?
Uy. Basta ganun.
Basta yun na yun.
And that's when I do a lot of thinking.
Alam mo na yun. So yun ang me time.
Si Christian, doon siya nag-formulate na mga questions. Anong tatanong ko sa interview?
Hindi, minsan, sa akin, pinaka-productive ano ko, moment sa thinking ng ganyan. Alari, angulo sa interview, sa article. Habang nasa CR, shower, or yun nga, while working as a king, at saka yung while driving.
Naku, maraming kikiligin na fanay doon sa nag-iisip sa shower. Binanggit mo yan. Ikaw may kasalanan. yung mga thirsty fanay mo sa tweet. Oo, correct. At hindi lang titas. Oh, so what's
actually,
the perfect breakfast for you?
Actually, hindi na titas ang nakikita ko eh. The Bex ang nakikita ko eh.
Medyo malakas ang mga Twitter fanays ng ating friend na si Christian. Oh, Christian, what's the perfect breakfast for you?
Perfect breakfast?
Mm-mm.
Garlic rice.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked tinapa.
Mm-hmm.
Or longganisa.
Longganisa!
Ay, longganisa. Bing-bing.
Pwedeng sunny side up, pwedeng scrambled. Or omelette. Tapos, merong freshly squeezed orange juice. Ang pinakamasarap sa akin ng orange juice yun sa ano eh, sa Wildflower eh. Nag-promote pa. Ang sarap ng orange juice na for some reason.
Antaray ng fresh squeezed orange.
Pero ang mahal ng orange juice doon ay ginto eh. Mahal pa siya.
Kasi totoo kaya, ini-squeeze.
Yan. Saka, lately, I've started rediscovering the beauty and sublimity of coffee. Kasi nagkakape ako before nung hanggang high school and then tinigil ko. Parang nawala yung fascination ko. Ito yung isa sa mga positive influence sa akin ng aking magiging asawa, ng aking fiancé. Coffee drinker. Nagulat siya na journalist ka, hindi ka nagkakape. Hindi nga rin ako nag-iossi, tapos hindi rin ako umiinom.
Correct.
Appear! Yun. Yes!
Ayun, nagda-drugs lang. Ay, hindi. Joke lang.
Wag na lang. Ano
yun? Ivermectin.
Joke lang. Hindi, pero may kinala ako. May nadinig akong journalist. Nagpo-promote na ng ivermectin. Ha, na bother ako dun eh.
Oh, wow.
Ay, nako.
Offline.
Offline. After recording.
Yung masarap na kape. Masarap.
Okay. So what ano naman? O, yan naman yung gusto mo. So going to, ano yung food na pinakaayaw mo talaga?
Pinakaayaw ko?
Mm-mm.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Pero may masarap na cinnamon, sticky cinnamon bun. Pinatikim din sa akin ni
Doktora. Oo.
Sarap eh. Sa Starbucks yung sticky cinnamon bun.
Sandali, sandali. Matanong ko lang. Ano bang
Light cheese. I hate light cheese.
Ayaw mo ng light cheese. Anong tawag mo kay Doktora? Ano ba yan? Mahal? Love? Babe? Honey? Ano? Anong tawag mo kay Doktora? Darling,
boss? Mm-hmm. I'm a boss?
Tawag? Ano rin tawag ko sa'yo?
Boss.
Baby eh.
Oh!
Original, no?
Oy! Okay lang yan.
Wala iba nakakaisip nun, ha? Sobrang iba
wala.
Yan.
Kahit hindi siya original, it's the heart behind it that makes it matter.
Lama.
Oh, nako, ito. Be careful, Christian, ha? Nokra ka ba or prokra? Kumakain ka ba ng okra? Gusto mo ba ng okra or hate mo ang okra?
Ah, ngayon ko na term na dinigin term. Kumakain ako ng okra. Yung sinasoso. Sinasoso sa bagoong at saka sa suka.
Yes! What is wrong with our guests?
You are Christian, you are prokra. Diyos ko, ang running tally ko, ako ang nananalo. Kasi pati si VP Lenny, prokra din. Ako lang kasi prokra sa aming apat dito.
Bumibili kaya ako ng okra.
Ayan. Sorry. Sorry, Nokra.
Masarap yung okra sa Japan.
Sign off na ako.
Oh, masarap yung okra sa Japan.
No, nobody's perfect naman talaga kasi.
Kasi si ano, si Mrs. Unlawyer ang reyna ng Prokra. So si Ethel naman ang Nokra Suprema. Kaya tsaka si Marga.
Ayan yung slime.
Ayaw nila. Sabi ko mapagpanggap, ayaw ng slime.
May isa pa akong kinakain, baka mas mawirduhan kayo. Gulay ano? Siya. Ang tawag sa kanya, himbabao.
Oh, yeah.
That one. Yeah. The one that looks like a worm, right?
Yeah, yes, green worm na medyo may konting
it's greenish.
Parang fuzzy, yes.
Masarap siya.
Yeah.
We put
it din ang dang kasi. I mean, Ilocano, so it's there.
Oh. Dinangdang, ha? Dinangdang.
Yeah, it's not dinangdang.
Dinangdang.
Ayan, ha? Akala ko may Englishing ka lang, kaya dinangdang.
Oh, no. It's dinangdang. It's not dinangdang. It's dinangdang.
Dinangdang. Okay. I learned something new. Okay. Oh, Christian, pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Yay. Okay.
Yay! I think malapit ka nang ma-invite sa bahay nila, Kasi pareho kayo talaga.
At saka, okay. Aminin mo na, Ethel, minority talaga kayo.
Pero, na-appreciate ko yung ano, yung pure Italian pizza. Ano ba yun?
Margarita lang.
Margarita.
Yeah. That's the best for me.
Yung talagang ano, basta fresh yung tomatoes.
Tomato lang.
And yung basil.
Basil.
Yeah.
Sarap na.
Ay, basil gulay. Ano ba yan? Okay.
Yeah, bigalit so, yung gulay.
If you had a superpower, what would it be? Pili ka. Anong gusto mong superpower?
Miss Universe ba to?
Oo naman. Of course, it's Miss Universe. Anong tribe?
Miss Universe, sabihin ko yung power ni Superman kasi binigay sa kanya lahat eh.
Pati abs pa ni Superman habol mo. Ganun. Okay lang na ano.
Ayoko
Superman.
Ayoko lang ng power to predict the future.
Ay, ako rin.
Kasi that would spoil the essence of life. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so are you a morning person or are you a night owl?
Naiba yung ano ko eh, yung body clock ko nung nag-start ako sa ENC eh. I had to be a morning person.
Morning person na.
Pero before hindi.
So night owl. So currently a morning person. Check. Oh, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ah, ice cream flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Simple lang ako eh. Rocky Road lang. Masaya na ako eh.
Ay, ang tito. Ang tito ng Rocky Road.
Very tito.
Very tito.
Parang yung okay. Dutch mo, Abby.
Ay, naku.
May isa pa, yung sa Ben & Jerry's, yung Chunky. I mean, New York Chunky something.
Hindi Chunky Monkey.
Chunky Monkey?
Basta yung puro chocolate na meron pang parang brownies na something. Parang New York something eh.
New York brownie. It's the New York brownie.
Oh, basta ganun. Sarap eh.
Alam mo naman, basta ice cream.
Meron
ayaw ko ng bubble gum. Ayaw ko ng bubble gum flavor.
Oh, bata lang naman nakaka-appreciate nun eh.
Tsaka yung green tea. I hate green tea.
Oh, I love green tea.
Ako din, I love. Oh, mga tita, it's such a tita flavor.
At saka may antioxidants ang matcha. Try mo i-add para mas mag-glow ang skin mo. Charot. Okay. So,
iglutan na lang natin yan.
I-consult natin si Doktora, si fiancé ni Christian about that.
Christian, preferred social media platform of choice, Twitter or Facebook? Or Instagram?
Facebook na lang siguro. Kasi pag Facebook, nandun yung Instagram eh. Mm. Pag Twitter kasi, I use Twitter mostly for work. Pero very toxic siya eh.
Yeah, it can be.
Ay, oto, interesting to. Ano ang love language mo?
Ako?
Oo.
Ah, ang love language ko raw. Natanong ako, love language ko.
My God, meron pang ano.
May consultation.
Okay, doktora.
Hindi, mas ano ako, mas act of service.
Yeah.
Saka yung...
Oh my God, kinikilya ka!
Yung, alam mo tawag doon yung parang ano, yung expressive sa touch, tama ba?
Physical power of it. So hover.
Tsaka ano, words of affirmation. Words of affirmation, physical touch, tsaka acts of service.
Teka, saan ba tayo makakapagpa-clone ng Christian? Paambunan kami ni Ethel.
Oo nga. Baka naman may single friends ka pa, Christian.
Eto na naman tayo. Bakit ba ganito kada episode?
Okay. Oh, what's the best dating advice naman that you can give to singles out there? Because ako, I know that very recently mo lang nahanap si Doktora ang, at saka ang iyong The One. So, anong masasabi mo doon sa mga mas baget sa'yo na medyo single pa at looking to find the one naman for themselves?
Mahirap naman ang tanong na yan. Hindi yata ako yung in the best position to answer that eh. Ang hirap. Hindi, siguro ano, parang importante yung pagdasal yung ano, yung part ng buhay na yan. For you to really find whoever that person is that God intended to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yun.
Gosh, naramdaman ko yun na, in fair.
Tumagos ba hanggang kaluluwa? Oo.
Gusto ko nang mag-pray ngayon na, ano ba?
Umalis ka na ng studio. Oo. Malis ka na ng studio, magdasal ka na, linggo pa naman ngayon.
My gosh. O sige na.
Okay, so I think that wraps up our episode with veteran journalist Christian Esguerra. And we know, of course, Doktora, you're there. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you so much na pinaunlakan mo ang aming invitation. And thank you grabe ang galing ng mga answers. Talagang no holds barred and we're so happy about that. Feeling ko pag pinakinggan natin uli ito, Mamiya, matatawa tayo na parang, oh my God, sinabi niya, no? Talagang no filter. So, Thank you talaga na you joined us today.
Ay, salamat. Oh, I enjoyed it. Salamat. Nagulat ako, ganito pala kagulo dito.
Huwag kami magulo.
Hindi ka talaga winner ni Abby.
Para akong ano eh, yung para I got an invitation to siguro restaurant. Pagpasok ko, ang gulo pala.
Chikahan.
Inag-chichikahan.
More pala.
Pero thank you so much for being with us. And ang dami naming nalaman about your profession. And it's also nice that others will be able to listen to the challenges ng media ngayon, firsthand. Mm-hmm. And salamat din at marami kang nilaglag. Sobra akong tuwang-tuwa. Ang dami kong
love your candor.
Right? Ang dami-dami kong ginugoogle ng mga pangalan. Ano na nga ba itsura nun? So, anyway, thank you so much for being with us. And we look forward to the magic that you do in ANC. Kasi tuwang-tuwa kami every time na ikaw yung nag-i-interview doon. Maraming salamat.
Thank you.
I'll ask you girls, Abby, meron ka bang famous last words ngayon? At let's do the thing again.
So hello, maraming salamat sa lahat ng nakikinig sa ating podcast. And then this is your Auntie Abby, Abby Valte on Twitter. Just to say, please eat your vegetables. Huwag kayong gumaya sa akin. But wait, there's more. Kumain ako ng kangkong today. So yay for me.
Congratulations!
Oh my gosh, that's progress!
Matanda ng konti si Auntie. So there you go.
Pero ano yun, pritong kangkong?
Of course.
Sabi ko na
hindi man lang steam.
Baby steps. Kayo na.
Okay. Ana.
Okay, this is Mrs. Unlawyer, also known as A, also known as Alila ng kanyang aso na ginagawa akong doggy bed at kinakahulan ako kapag iniiwan ko.
Hi, number!
Yeah! And Marga, ikaw?
Oh, hi. This is Marga. This is your tita Marga. Marga versus Machine on Twitter. Well, wala akong ano eh. Hinay-hinay na lang siguro sa sweets para hindi ma-diabetes.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And this is your tita E, si Madam Hiddles na forever na ipaglalaban yung mga tigilan nyo na yung bisyo nyo sa kaka-apostrophe S nyo sa mga plural na nouns. Kasi hindi siya nakakaganda. Okay, and that wraps it up. See you again next episode of Tita Talk. Bye!
Yeah.
Bye!
Bye! Bye. Bye.